Again, welcome. Good morning. We're glad that you're here for this second week of fall break. I know that we've still got a bunch of our folks who are either on the road or taking a few days off. We're going to head out after church today and take a few days away and visit the Windy City and do some museums and that kind of deal. So we're going to have some fun time as our family. And so what I thought that we would do this morning, similar to what we did last week, take a little break from the message series that I began several weeks ago called The Absolute Basics of the Christian Faith, that is based on a book by Phil Tallon wrote with that title, to do what I just, kind of a couple of my favorite psalms. And so last week I shared with you Psalm 51, which is a beautiful song about how to get right with God, how to place your heart before God and ask God to create in you a new and clean heart and restore a right spirit within us and restore the joy of our salvation. And so I hope that that message was good for you. And so today, as I've just been continually like journeying through the psalms a little bit, Psalm 67 is a psalm that I was drawn to a couple weeks ago because it's a psalm that has this word about blessing. And we just sang, we've sung a couple songs this morning that have that word bless or blessed or blessing, right? We just sang an amazing song that was actually based on the book of Job, blessed be the name of the Lord. And one of the hardest lines that speaks amazing truth in that song that we sing, that I wonder often when those words come out of our mouth, are they really true? And you might have just been singing through the song and maybe you haven't really thought about the song, but you remember the song, right? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then the song, he gives and takes away. He gives and takes away, but my heart will always say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, I will share with you this whole idea of blessing has, for me, been kind of a lifelong journey of just trying to get my head around what does it mean to be blessed or what are blessings, because it looks to me like Scripture uses this word in several different contexts, and so that's what we're going to talk about today. But one of my favorite guys I listen to on the radio, Dave Ramsey. Any other Dave Ramsey fans around here? Yeah, about three of us. Well, the rest of you need to let Dave Ramsey be, you need to be one of his fans, because he will change the way you live by changing how you handle your resources. But one of his phrases that he uses when people call into the show and they're like, well, hey, Dave, how are you? And the word that he says is, better than I deserve. Wow, more of you than I thought. But he also uses the word, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. And so what does that mean? So I thought it would be it's kind of a fun little journey for us this morning to just dig a little deep into this idea of blessing and blessed, because here's what I've come to realize is that we are blessed to be a blessing. There is a specific intent that God has, that we are blessed to be a blessing, and so that's what we're going to talk about this morning. And so we're going to talk about what does that really look like, blessed to be a blessing. And so I'm going to invite you, we're going to read Psalm 67. It is only seven verses. And so we're going to dig in and see in what the psalmist has to tell us about blessing. And so the words are going to be on the screen. Feel free to follow along in your Bibles or turn them on if that so is what you do. But Psalm 67, let's hear these words. May God be merciful and bless us. May his face smile with favor on us. May your ways be known throughout the earth, your saving power among people everywhere. May the nations praise you, O God. Yes, may all the nations praise you. Let the whole world sing for joy, because you govern the nations with justice and guide the people of the whole world. May the nations praise you, O God. Yes, may all the nations praise you. Then the earth will yield its harvests and God, our God, will richly, say it, bless us. Yes, God will bless us, and people all over the world will fear him. So in Psalm 67, we discover the reason, some of the reasons, that God is truly gracious to us, why he is merciful to us, why he blesses us and turns his face toward us. One of the first observations that I see in this psalm is this idea, is that number one, God blesses us so that we might be a blessing to the world. He blesses us so that we might be a blessing to the world. Philippians 2:4 says, don't look out for only your own interests, but take an interest in others too. This is in Philippians. This is where our author is talking about how do we as believers in Jesus not just look out for our own interests, but how are we called and really commanded to look after and look out for the interests of others. So he says, don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. Mark Batterson, in his book, Double Blessing, it's his newest book. I've been blessed to be a part of his kind of preview team. So I got this book a couple weeks ago. Hasn't even hit the market yet. Just kind of a pre-reading group to see what it says. And Mark has dug deep into this whole idea of blessing. And not just a regular blessing, but he's looked into what the Bible has to say about double blessing. But that's actually a conversation for another day, or you might pick up that book and read that. But he says in this book about blessing, the way we get it is by giving it. Do you want to be blessed? And we're going to talk about what that is in just a minute. I'm just kind of setting the stage here. If you want it, you have to give it. The way we get it is by giving it. See, blessings can be tangible or intangible. They can be timely or they can be timeless. They can be simple and straightforward, or often, I think, blessings are difficult to discern. Because God blesses us often by not saying yes, or God blesses us by doing things like showing us other alternatives. But the first foundational truth, I believe, about blessing is that God blesses us so that we might be a blessing to the world. Now, I feel like I need to add a little caveat on here, in here, to just make sure that you know where I'm coming from. This is not in the sense of, if I do this, then God guarantees me that. And we've referred to that in some circles as prosperity theology, that if I give this amount of money, God's going to bless me with X amount exponentially more. And that's not what I'm saying at all, because I'm not tying blessings to strictly a financial aspect, though that may be a part of it. And again, we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. So foundational is that God blesses us so that we might be a blessing to others. And number two, we are blessed so that those who have not yet experienced the blessings of God might know him and join with those that do. See, there's a purpose, right? There is a purpose that we are blessed so that those who have not yet experienced the blessings of God might know him and join him and join with those who do. One of my favorite stories from the Old Testament is the story of Abraham. This guy that we encounter in Genesis chapter 12, we have no backstory on Abraham. But God calls Abraham to be his guy. God calls Abraham to lead God's people into this new relationship with God, where Abraham's task is to present God to the known world so that they might once again turn back to begin following this God. And look what it says in Genesis 12:2. God says this to Abraham, I will make you into a great nation. I will, say it, bless you and make you famous, and you will be a, say it, blessing to others. Y'all are doing really well, keeping up. That's awesome. But what I want you to notice here is this tie to a blessing is a tie to specificity, that God blesses Abraham for a specific reason. And I'm convinced that God does the same today. that I believe that God blesses us for specific reasons. And I think to a large degree, he blesses us so that we might be a blessing to others, so that we might be able to turn the hearts or help turn the hearts and minds of others who don't know God, to turn them towards this God that we profess to love. Now, here's what I know. Here's what I am absolutely convinced about God's blessing, is that sometimes we misunderstand or even misappropriate things that happen to us or things that we get as a blessing when they're not. See, I know this and I believe this because here's what I believe that scripture, the picture that paints about blessings is that our God will not bless sin. Our God will not bless disobedience. Or our God will not bless the things that are not good for us. And so I think often we hear people say, oh, I'm so blessed in this area. But is that area drawing you closer to your relationship with God? Is that area helping you to be a more committed follower of Jesus? Is that helping others to know God through you? And so I think we want to be very careful at times when we say to people, well, I'm so blessed, or that was such a blessing, because we have to ask, is that really in line with me living the kind of life that God wants me to live? And here's another foundational truth that I really believe. Not only do we sometimes misappropriate or misunderstand things as blessings when they're not really blessings, is that there are times where God will withhold his blessings until we are walking in closer obedience and fellowship with him. See, I believe, and I've seen this played out in my own life, that there are things that God wants to bless me with, and he's literally standing there holding them, but there's still work in me that needs to be done to be a person who follows more faithfully, more obediently, to go where he says to go, to do what he says to do, to not go where he says not to go, to not do what he says not to do. And so I believe that there are times and seasons and events and things in our lives that God really wants to bless us with. But if we've got this sin in our life that is separating us in our relationship with God, that I believe if we'd listen to the voice of God, which we can hear in a mighty way through Scripture, is God saying, allow my Holy Spirit to transform you to be what I want you to be, and then get ready, because I want to open the floodgates of heaven for you. And so two foundational reasons why God is gracious to us. Number one, God blesses us so that we might be a blessing to others, to the world. And number two, we are blessed so that those who have not yet experienced the blessings of God might know him and join with those that do. You heard that, right? Bless the nations, O God. Bless us. Make your face smile with favor on us. Verses 1 and 2 really set why those blessings and why those mercies come into play. And so what I want to do with the rest of the time that we have this morning is I just want to look at what I think are some easily understood concepts behind what exactly is blessing. What exactly is a blessing? We say, we're blessed. How are you feeling today? Oh, God has blessed me. What exactly does that mean? And here's how I would summarize it as a really big idea. And we're going to break it down into kind of three parts. But the big idea for me is that the blessing of God is God. The true, authentic, real blessing of God is God himself. The word blessing has many meanings in varying contexts in the Bible. But when we break it down to its most basic level, I believe that the blessing of God is God himself. Now, what does that mean? The blessing of God is God. It is God with us. It is Emmanuel. It's what we celebrate and what we lift high at Christmas, right? Emmanuel, God with us. His joy and his peace with us, even in the midst of chaos and calamity. God with us. Even in the midst when things are not going the way we want them to go, they're not ending up in the place that we want them to end up, that we can still be in this place where we are anchored to the very presence of God with us, where his peace and his joy sustains us. There's a verse that I have quoted often. It's one of, again, my favorite verses. I don't know how many times I say I have a favorite verse, but this is kind of one of the really big favorite ones. It comes from Lamentations 3:23. You've heard me say this. He's going to pull it up on the screen. Why don't we read that together? Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. Now, contained in this verse is a very similar idea between mercy and grace. Grace is God giving us what we don't deserve. Mercy is God not giving us what we do deserve. But what I want to think about in a bigger, broader sense is that when we think about the faithfulness and goodness of God, is that his mercies, his grace, his mercy begins afresh every single morning. Now, here's what I've discovered as I was working on this message, because like I had a new revelation. It's one of the beautiful things about reading God's word is that oftentimes you can read through things, right? You've opened your Bibles, you've read them, and something speaks to you, and you're like, okay, yeah, that's good, yeah. And then you start digging in, and like something new happens. But in this word, look what it says. Great is his faithfulness, his mercies begin afresh each morning. That's good in and of itself, right? Hey, the past is gone, the new is here, we get to just start again. But check this out, afresh is not just again and again, but it really means different. So we have the opportunity to experience the blessings of God new, afresh, not just every morning, not just again and again, but different. And so I believe that the more we are walking in this right relationship with God, the more we're living in this faithful obedience and dependence on God, the more we experience not just again and again, but different kind of mercies every single day. And I think that's amazing news. As Mark Batterson says in his book, blessing is God's default setting, his first and foremost reflex. I like that. That quite literally, our God's default is that he just wants to bless us. That's why he says, I will never leave you or forsake you. That's why scripture says over and over again, I am with you always, even to the ends of the age. That where we are, God already is. So the blessing of God is God with us, first and foremost. It is where we experience his peace and his joy, his contentment and his presence with us. So the blessing of God is God with us, but it is also God for us. So not just God with us, but God for us. In other words, his favor. And I think that's kind of the way that most of us actually see this word, that we've been blessed by God. In other words, we've seen in some way his favor has been given to us. We've experienced something new. We experienced something afresh. It's the way that we often think about blessing. It's God working for us, rewarding us, you might say, tangibly giving us. And we see this over and over in Scripture, and we see it in our lives as well. Recognizing that every good and perfect gift comes from God, right? I love how Paul says this in Romans 8:31 through 34. He says, if God is for us, who can ever be against us? No one. For Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us. And he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. And so this idea of God's blessing is not just God with us, but it is God for us. He wants to bless us. He wants to show his favor upon us. He wants us to receive the good things that he has in store for us. And so often we think about blessings and just that idea of how has God favored us. But again, I want to pull you back to the caution a little bit. Because while I want to attribute all things to God, God's not going to bless us in the midst of sin and disobedience. He's not going to give us something that's not good for us. That's not a blessing. Blessings are those things that God gives us so that we might bless others. And blessings are those things that God gives us so that our relationship with Him might be strengthened or deepened. So the blessing of God is God with us, God for us, and number three, God in us. God in us. In other words, His power. The very presence of God. You see, when we come into a right relationship with God, the Bible tells us that God literally moves in, that our bodies become the temple of the Holy Spirit, that God's very presence comes in to our lives and begins working from the inside out. It begins working in us, moving us, leading us, teaching us, guiding us, transforming us. In other words, it's God is with us, for us, in us, because He doesn't leave us alone, and He is the one that moves us into the place as we cooperate with Him, where our relationship with Him is deepened and strengthened. Ephesians 3:20 through 21, love these verses from Paul. Now all glory to God who is able through His mighty power at work, where? Within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we ask or think. One of the things here that the NIV, I think, does really well is they actually take that place of what we think to imagine. Now, I think that's actually, it's for me, because sometimes my thinking isn't so good. For me, that imagination is pretty powerful. I mean, think about that. Like, let that verse just kind of resonate in your soul just a little bit. That we give glory to God, who is able through His mighty power at work within us. So God with us, God for us, God in us, to do what? To accomplish infinitely more than we could ask, think, or imagine. Glory to Him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. Amen. So what does that look like? What does that look like tangibly? It means that we can bless others by using our God-given time and talents to make a difference in the world. We can bless others by using our God-given time and talents to make a difference in our world. In other words, we can use what God has gifted us to do to bless others. Now, in full transparency, you never want me to come and do a home improvement project in your house, because God did not bless me with those gifts. As a matter of fact, I was having a conversation with Leroy when we first were getting started this morning. I said, you know, one of the realizations that I have had, because if there's a project to be done in my house, it is never simple. It is always major. There was something done wrong or what have you. Is that the way I truly get to bless others is by hiring them to work in my house. Because home improvement is not my spiritual gift. And so it's that recognition that we all have time and talents to make a difference in the world. That we get to use how God has gifted our hands and our feet and our mouths and our brains to do things to bless others. Again, why? So that they might know who our God is. So we can bless others by using our God-given time and talents to make a difference in the world. And we can bless others by using the treasures that our time and talents have produced. Why do we talk about that in the church? Number one, it's the recognition that everything that we have actually belongs to God. And God uses our treasures to His glory to build His church, which is His visible presence in our world today. Is that God blesses us as we are faithful in our giving to God. And we get to bless others by using the treasures that our time and talents have produced to make a difference in the local church, nationally, internationally, literally to the ends of the earth. We get to make a difference with our treasures. We get to be a blessing to others with our treasures so that others might know who our God is that we profess. So the blessing of God is God himself. The blessing of God is God with us. The blessing of God is God for us. And the blessing of God is God in us. To do infinitely, exceedingly, abundantly more than we could ask or imagine. So here's the application phase. If you would do an examination of your life right now, right here, today, how are you both blessed and blessing? How are you, through God's blessing, multiplying his efforts in the world so that his kingdom might come on earth as it is in heaven? See, because God blesses us so that we could be a blessing to others. God blesses us ultimately so that those who have not yet experienced the blessing of God might know him and join those that do. And so my prayer over you and me this morning from numbers 624 through 26 is simply this. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show his favor and give you his presence. Amen.